Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Here is the Mavericks head coach, Rick Carlisle. Good morning to you.
Norm, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
That's great.
Hey, coach, what's happening? It's the new guy.
Oh, okay. What's up, new guy? Are you the guy that puts off sounds off all the wacky sound effects and boing, boing, boing and all that kind of stuff?
No, that's not me.
Tries to kind of idiot this thing up, or how does it go there?
No, that's not me, coach. That's Jer. Jer's the idiot. I'm just the other guy right beside him.
I heard Sir Roy's on vacation, so you're down one idiot at least. Right?
I know.
Ouch!
That's hot.
Is that hot?
Yes.
It's blue too.
Well, it's
hot
wax
over there.
It's hot wax. Of course, it's going to be hot.
Oh, look at him crying like a little girl.
Are you crying?
Dude, that's hot.
Oh, it's so hot.
That much?
Different colors.
You didn't cut anything.
Did you
at
see
all.
Donovan? Did you see how long this trip was?
Oh my god.
Okay, hang on. You have to give me a countdown for real.
Well, yeah.
You have to.
Don't say, okay, I'm going to give you a word to say. Holy crap.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
First and foremost, I want to thank my trainer at the gym in Arlington, thegym.org, my man Ryan Connor.
Hey, thank you for thanking me.
If you don't back up, I'm going to hurt you again.
Mike doesn't care. He's
number
talking.
Number two, I'd like to thank my nutritional partner, the taco joint. Number three, because God always comes third, I'd like to thank our Lord and Savior who died for our sins, Harambe. And number four, I'd like to thank this punk bitch. You are welcome to not only not call again, but to stop listening to the station in our estimation. Go someplace else for your bitching.
I do kind of want to go back to the Sacramento game where things kind of turned defensively. Was it the one where you just had to sit there and go, okay, we're not going to survive if this thing continues to go like this?
Is this your show or is this Norm's show?
It's both of our shows.
Who's leading this whole thing?
You know what? I'm going to take the lead right now. Is that okay?
I was told I was talking to Norm today.
They didn't mention me at all?
No.
Well, I can go home then, right?
You can, yeah, sure.
All right. I'll let you talk to Norm. Just forget the question I even asked. I'll let you talk to Norm.
Yo, this is your boy, Christopher Kid Reed. That's right. Kid from Kid and Play. Kid from Kid and Computer. And I never, ever, ever listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket. They goofy.
Yeah, dude. Great idea.
It's just afternoon. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
Dun, 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 the sports sesh.
The official animal, non-human of the Hang Zone is?
The octopus.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
A little rust.
Humid.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
The word. The earled. The earth.
Blake Jones. Who Blake Jones?
Video games. Space Jam.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Bankruptcy!
Yeah, Mario.
Yeah!
This is your noon to three extravaganza here on a flannel Friday. Hello, my name is Jake Kemp. Dan McDowell will be here later on. He is out getting his vaccine on. And joining me here in the Hang Zone today, ladies and gentlemen, it's
Donovan Lewis of the Normandy Invasion.
Great Donovan!
Hey, Jake.
It's great to catch up. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. It's been a whole commercial break. Hey, Mino.
Hey, Donovan.
How are you, man?
Good. I heard you guys on the radio driving in. You sounded really good.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm ready to hear you destroy it and kill it. Like you always do.
So Mino is the only member of our that had a line change here.
Mm-hmm.
Julie's been here since 10.
Nine.
Well, yeah. On the air since 10, no?
No, I filled in for the last hour for Ryan.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the ticket, Jake. I heard every one of Julie's tickers from 9 to 10.
Well, you were not listening at 9:30 when I got here.
So I've been microchipped, so okay, I can hear it in my ear. I didn't need any.
Getting your shot.
Right, right.
Blake's been here, but now we just change out Pop on Jer for Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
So many bits.
Yeah.
So many.
Welcome. Yeah.
I love it.
This is all we do here.
That's right.
Can I tell y'all I'm a little embarrassed right now because I'm the only one in a Hawaiian shirt.
Dan has on a Hawaiian.
I went flannel.
I went hoodie.
We don't have the Zoom set up today. Maybe we'll do it when Dan gets back. But I went flannel because I thought our rule was 70 degrees.
Yeah. This cold weather just kind of snuck up on me, I guess. I wasn't expecting it to be so chilly today. I was all excited about a nice spring flannel Friday.
It rolled on us pretty quickly. And yeah. I'm a man that can adapt to any type of situation. And I remember being chastised by probably you guys, along with the Pete one, and I understand it, because I have my thermostat set pretty high. When I, in the house, in the summertime, when I go to bed, I just didn't change it. And now I've changed my ways. It's a 10-degree change in my house now. I used to leave it at 78, and I just didn't care. Mm. And now I find that when you have the smartwatches on and all that can track your sleep. We really haven't been getting a lot of good sleep. So I thought, you know what? Let's just turn down the thermostat and see if that helps. It's helped big time. So now I'm a 68 degree guy when I go to bed.
Welcome.
Very nice.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Now I don't need it lounging around the house, but I have it set to around 11:15-ish, 11:30 when we're about to jump into the bed to let's cool this house down to 68. But you don't need a lot of it now because it's just darn cold outside.
Yeah, I don't really understand how this works. Welcome to the dumb zone.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, putting it the air on 68 when it's hot and then when it gets cold, not turning the heat to where it doesn't come on until after 68, those feel different to me. So when it's cold, we put it on 71, 72. When it's warm, and which is most of the year, it's 68, which makes no sense. I don't know if there's something, but when it's cold outside, leaving my house at 68 feels colder than when it's hot outside. I don't get it. But to your point about the smartwatch, or the thing that I have, the Whoop band, it's remarkable how much I care about this.
I know.
I wake up, I didn't feel great when I woke up today. Stayed up late trying to, prep for the show, watched a few episodes of Last Chance U, the basketball version, which we're going to talk about. Had to be over here kind of early. I woke up, I was like, man, I don't feel great. And then I looked at my phone, and it gives you a recovery score, and I'm like, 90%. I am in business. And immediately was like, you know what?
I feel great.
And the flip side has happened to me before, too, where I'm like, oh, great night of sleep. And then it's like, not enough REM, not enough slow wave, too many disturbances. I'm like, oh, the dumps.
I know.
So stupid.
And I'm in a personal fight now with the thermostat, because after I turned on the air because I thought spring was here full time, I refuse to turn on the heat now that it's really chilly outside. And I probably could use a nice blast of warm air just to get the chill out and then operate fully throughout the day. But I just don't do it because now I don't want the thermostat to win. I want to win.
Can I butt in here? I have two things for you guys.
Okay.
That was a drop.
No, this is real, but it's based on a drop. First, Juju is going back to Pittsburgh. I just wanted to say that. And secondly, would you like to talk to Dan?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
We're on the Buyer's Barricade Ticket Hotline. Caller, you're going to have to turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
What an amateur.
Turn on the heat now that it's really chilly outside.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, hey. Turn your radio down. You're on live on the air.
Caller, you're on the air.
Get off the Bluetooth.
Okay.
sorry. Oh, you want me off the Bluetooth? Oh, hold on.
Can you count cards yet?
Okay, sorry. I didn't know.
So give us an update, a status on your shot.
I have been vaccinated.
Wow.
Whoa, vaccine.
I got the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, I got the vaccine. Did you have to get out of your car at all?
Well, I did. The setup that they have here is I got out and I go in this house. And
sounds
then they
creepy.
Had,
yeah. In the house.
Yeah, they had this. So they handed me this little spoon. It was a bent spoon and a lighter. And I lit underneath it.
Okay, all right. It's not New Jack City.
No, I did not get out of my car. At all. And you guys never told me this bit. So in the end, you get a vaccination card, which says, you know, you got vaccinated, and then I got to come back, and they tell me 28 days.
Yep.
I got the Moderna. The card doesn't fit in your wallet. How am I going to hold on to this thing? It's like Jake's phone. It's a little too big for the pocket.
Just put it in a drawer in a safe place in your home. It doesn't need to be in your wallet anyways. You can lose your wallet. Your wallet could get stolen. And then
I've never lost my wallet. And I will never lose my wallet.
I would say put it in the visor in your car.
Yeah, you also said your house was never going to get struck by lightning and fry all your electronics. And, like, within 48 hours, you had electricity raining down on you from the sky. Your car could get stolen.
Oh,
I'm leaving it in the safest place in my home, in a stowed away drawer.
I went glove box. Man. But now I'm worried about my car being stolen.
It could.
But I never open the glove box, and it's very secure.
Yeah, but if you're stealing
but your car.
Is
not, they're not going to leave the glove box and
she
just take the car.
This.
Yeah, her card is in the glove box. Let's leave that.
Well, my car's never been stolen, and just like Dan will never lose his wallet, my car's never going to be stolen.
Oh, boy, you guys are playing with it, boy.
Well, it's not going to be stolen is my house. So if I put it somewhere in my house, there's a difference between stolen and evicted.
What if your house gets burned down?
That could happen.
There's no foolproof plan for this card.
Put it where the guy put the stopwatch in. That's the only safe place.
Now, I want to know, because we were talking about our attire here on Flannel/Hawaiian Shirt Friday, Dan. I want to know if the person who vaccinated you commented at all on the odd mashup of Hawaiian shirt and beanie. You
very
seem to
unstable.
Be straddling the line there a little bit this morning.
There wasn't a lot of room for buffoonery. There wasn't a lot of small talk. This guy was very, very serious. So I didn't ask him if he would do it in my butt or anything. Cause I had some bit planned, but it was very surreal. It was very contagion-like.
Are you in the 15-minute? Standby area waiting to see if anything bad happens?
No, I'm out of that. I wanted to make sure that nothing bad happened before I called.
Okay.
And nothing bad did happen. Well, yeah, I don't think. Seems great. I feel like a Superman.
Were you able to compete?
It's one of the side effects.
Did you pop in and play any Fortnite since you were at the esports arena? They have that set up for you while you wait?
No, I was at Trinity Park.
Oh, that's right.
Over we drove through the park, and then they have these giant tents set up by Killer. He did the tent setup.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right, like the exit is University Drive, right after the most, I thought there's an exit here in Fort Worth, the home of the orange cone, or the home of the orange barrel.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought this particular street sounds dirty, but probably wasn't intended to be? You used to live here, right, Jake?
Yeah.
Chisholm Trail. Do you giggle when you drive by that?
No.
Huh. Well, anyway.
Because the word that you're looking for there is not one that I routinely use, so...
Oh, boy.
You have to routinely use words that sound dirty.
It took me a little bit, but
now... all the words for that, that's like the 10th one on my list, so it just... Right.
It's more old school, I guess.
But I guess I know it's higher than 10th on yours.
Well, you want to rank those words? You want you want that segment now?
Just the whole trail of it.
Number one.
The perpetrator is somewhere this way.
Easily found. He's asleep.
He didn't even finish this sandwich or this cigarette. All right. Well, drive safe, and we'll see you back here soon.
That's right. I love you guys. I love all of you.
Yeah, bring a biscuit or something. I did not prepare lunch-wise.
We wouldn't be mad at you if you brought something to eat.
I thought Jake brought spaghetti for everybody.
That was morning spaghetti.
That was morning spaghetti.
That is gone.
Yeah.
You ate spaghetti for breakfast?
It was in the between breakfast and lunch zone.
More brunch, right?
I don't have
you
any
must
limits
have
on that.
A healthy dinner plan tonight.
I have no qualms eating any meal at any time of the day. Doesn't matter. Pizza
really?
For breakfast, lasagna, spaghetti, broccoli.
There are just some things that can't go for breakfast. You can't do it.
Will you eat a bowl of cereal for dinner?
Yes.
I'm not a cereal person, but I will make scrambled eggs for dinner or as a snack. Not that cereal. All right, we got to go. All right, we'll see you here in a bit. Coming up next, until we have Dan here, there are a couple sports segments for you, starting with some DFW sports today, basketball and boxing. The